Dead Air, KCR. This is a little crowded in here, but we're going to make it work.
We're going to attempt here.
It's pleasantly snug.
Kevin and Adam. Kevin has joined us in studio incidentally, and Kevin and Matt.
Adam?
I accidentally did. I'm sorry. Kevin and Matt are sharing.
He doesn't know his own friends. I was almost
named Adam.
Yes. He says I don't know Matt's name. That's right. Kevin and Matt are sharing one side of a iPod earphone to hear themselves on the radio.
So cool. It's really the best setup.
It's an astonishingly low budget. Wow, Baldzilla finally made the first "That's What She Said" joke of the night. Applaud everyone's restraint in the chat room at deadaironkcr.com. This segment, I figured we should probably... Aw, Quimby just said Snorefest 2010. Look, just because you don't have anything positive to contribute doesn't mean you have to ruin the fun for the rest of us.
Listen, just because...
Let me just tell you this. The only thing I look for... Because I don't like watching baseball games on TV. That is so boring. I love to go to the game...
Because you're a big Padres fan.
Shut up. I like to go to the game live. It's a lot of fun, very interactive. I'm ready for this, everybody. Two, three, four. Let's go, Padres. Let's have some fun. It's fun. Anyways, the only reason I get excited that baseball season is back because of Baseball Tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have to watch a single game. Just watch an episode of Baseball Tonight, get my web gems.
Carl Ravitch is kind of rad.
Give it to me.
Listen, everyone
baseball
in the chat room.
Great, but...
Everyone in the chat room, trust me. You don't have to...
It's topical.
Keep making fun of my fashion
Let's go
sense here.
Baseball.
That's not very. That's not right. That's
I'm
not right, guys.
Bunt the ball.
Unbelievable.
Can of corn.
All right. Baseball starts Sunday night.
Yes.
And I say we should probably talk about it because, hey, listen, it's the only sport to me.
It's a national event.
It's the greatest day of the year. It is the best day of the year.
Because it's the best way to drive listeners away from the chat room.
Wow.
I love you guys. I just have to roast you a little bit.
Well, though she may be right.
Thank you, everybody.
All right. Anyway, having her made her comments, let's talk about the greatest game. It starts Sunday night with the New York Yankees going up against who now? Who
do
they play?
Red Sox.
Oh, the Red Sox.
Apparently there's a rivalry there.
Yeah, I've heard that those teams don't really like one another too much. I don't know what it is. It's just...
something about Babe Ruth and $250,000 or something. I don't know. Whatever.
I couldn't care less about that game. All right. Let's go over one of those teams. Matt, you're a big... You're a fan of...
Diamondbacks.
You like the Diamondbacks.
Boo! Yeah, come back to Zony Land, Zoner!
Hey, what happened to I have nothing to contribute?
You know, when you suck worse than the Padres, that's really saying something.
April Fool's.
Yeah, that's pretty low.
I don't know what to tell you.
D-backs! I changed my team colors! Oh.
Yeah, because our first ones look totally horrible.
Love purple.
Didn't they have diamond and backs on the line?
Yes.
It didn't make any sense.
You're gay.
Yeah. totally.
I don't really know
but,
how that has to...
Hey, there's nothing wrong with teal and purple. Lots of
there is something
guys
wrong
wear
with
that.
Buying okay. the championship. There's something wrong with buying the championships like they did in 2001, but that's another story.
Oh, whatever. Hey, championships.
Yeah,
because
the Phillies have never done that.
We haven't. We've called.
We've
the Raider
built from within.
We've called the Raider our talent. Yeah. I don't think we built Jimmy Rollins. We bought Jimmy Rollins. We built him.
Yeah, he sucked last year.
Yeah, he was terrible. He was really atrocious. Kevin, who do you like?
I like the Phillies.
Yeah, same. Dio,
dude, come on. Where am I from?
Red Sox. Since you have a Red Sox placard on your door,
you like the Detroit Tigers.
You have a Red Sox placard in front of your door. You front runner.
Well, they're my AL team.
They're not gay.
Who has an AL team if you like the NL? And AL's not even like a real sport.
Yeah, because the pitchers don't hit. Boo!
That makes no
wussies.
Sense.
You're a bunch
we could really
wussies.
Go into a long debate about the DH.
I mean, I just think really that long. It's I think that it's inevitable, guys, that the NL is going to get the DH eventually,
it sucks.
Which is atrocious. It's a total insult to the sport.
Well, actually, little known fact about the DH. Since I'm such a loser and watch a lot of sports programming. In fact,
that make you a loser.
Thank you so much.
Makes you a winner.
I like Matt. I just want to go on record about that. Go Diamondbacks. You know,
thanks.
Until they play the Phillies.
It's on the record there.
Except that four-game series we got in Phoenix in July. I think that's...
I'll be rooting for the
road
Phillies,
trip.
Yes.
So the DH was actually supposed to be was put up for a vote for the NL in the late 70s, and the Phillies had a certain bull named Greg Luzinski, who was a wonderful hitter and an atrocious left fielder.
Sure was.
So now the Phillies were the biggest proponents of this, you know, adding the DH to the NL, but unfortunately, when they had the meeting to vote upon this, the whatever numbskull the Phillies sent to represent them had no idea. Like, he could not contact his owner or general manager vote. And they ended up abstaining, and I believe the measure didn't pass because of their
vote.
And they wanted it.
You know who the numbskull was?
Who?
You'll never guess.
I go for it.
This is the funniest shit in the world. Bill Giles. It was Bill Giles.
No, Bill Giles wanted it. Bill Giles wasn't there.
I don't think. It
was someone else. I'm pretty sure someone else was there from the Phillies organization and didn't know. Like, he didn't want to vote without hearing
what
the owner said.
Was it Rudy Carpenter? I don't know.
I don't know. Probably one of the guys that runs it now.
Completely regardless, that is hilarious and totally typical of the Phillies up until about 4 years ago when they decided we're going to stop effing around. We're going to actually start being the class of the National League.
And they got Pat Gillick, who changed the culture.
Oh, Pat Gillick, who actually knew how to win something, and all of a sudden they're in contention every year. Everyone's talking about the Braves and saying that the Braves are going to be serious contenders in the NL East. I just don't see it occurring. I know that their pitching is really good this year. They might be better than the Phillies starting pitching on paper. However, I think that the offense, Quimby's hanging herself with her microphone still right now. Their offense sucks compared to the Phillies, and they're never going to finish. Barring injury, which we should clarify, should start before every sentence we make tonight. Barring injury, there's no way I think that the Phillies go 102-60 and don't turn back.
And to anybody that wants to bring up the Mets because of Jason Bay, just go home. Just go home
seriously,
right now.
We'll contend till about August.
I mean, guys, listen. It's Citi Field. Is Jason Bay really going to do that well in Citi Field? Really? You're going to say he is? Because he's not. That's the thing. He's just not going to. Sorry.
Have you guys noticed how, like, when they make new stadiums in, like, the last 10 years, they tried to make, like, hitters and pitchers stadiums? And, like, they really screwed that up. Like,
they seriously screwed it up.
Citizens Bank Park, they wanted to make a nice hitter stadium for Pat Burrell in left field. And what did they do? They made it into, like, pretty much a Little League field.
I mean, 329 down the left field line. Are they serious?
Yeah. They're look at the power alley. It's like 360, like, really far into center field.
345 down the left center.
City Field is just confused. It doesn't know what it was. It's a stadium without an identity.
And they went for pitchers, and here they are. They've ruined their, like, star cornerstone third baseman, David Wright, which I will thank them for.
Yeah, absolutely. who else did they sign? They signed someone for an absolutely ridiculous... Oh, they signed Gary Matthews Jr.
Gary Matthews Jr.
to, like, a two-year contract for, like, $15 million and then traded him abruptly because they realized, oh, crap, we effed up. Because
it's Gary Matthews Jr.
No, Omar Minaya,
great move.
Omar Minaya must, like, be trying to buy, like, copious amounts of erasable pens so he can just start writing all signing all these contracts and then erasing them soon thereafter.
Dude, Omar Minaya is living off of, like, one good Expos year in, like, 2002 when they got Bartolo Colon and traded away, like, a king's ransom for
Enough
him.
About the one division that's got, like, the clear front row.
Right.
Let's talk about some actual races, things that might actually go down.
Well, let's go to the NL Central. Obviously, it's the Cardinals. Okay, so the NL West. I mean, because seriously...
Well, watch out for the Reds. The Reds have got a lot of young talent.
I like the Reds. A lot of here.
And they got that Cuban, like, fireball.
Aroldis Chapman who's going to be... He throws 103 miles an hour, but did anyone else see the Onion article involving Aroldis Chapman?
Yes.
Hold on. Let me go get that real quick. It's the funniest shit you'll ever hear in your lifetime. Dusty Baker is the manager of the Reds, and he's been accused of completely butchering dude's arms.
Let's just have him read that.
Matt, what do you think about this NL Central this year?
I like it. I mean, I think...
oh, really?
Let's keep the division.
Let's keep the division.
I think St. Louis will be... They're going to win it.
Yeah.
How can they not?
I mean, it's impossible to fathom any other team. Well, what? The Cubs finally going to get their shit together?
Last year it was the Cubs all the way. And look, they weren't there at all. I mean,
they weren't even in discussion.
How many times did ESPN writers just completely give BJs to the Cubs all last year in preseason?
Well, they're in the same BJ line as the Red Sox, the Yankees.
Bill gives BJs. I just wanted to point that out to everybody.
I would like the Phillies to join that line.
I categorically deny that. Incidentally.
All right, let's go to the West.
Well, the Brewers, you think the Brewers have any say? No.
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 Oh,
no,
let
pitching.
Me read this article real quick. This
they
is
got,
pretty.
They got hitters, just no pitchers.
The Onion.
No, you're going to read
no.
an
right,
article?
It's no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I don't want. We'll just post it on my blog at deadaironkcr.com.
All right, the West is what's intriguing.
The West is going to be tough, I think.
The West is impossible to predict. I think I think Colorado's probably going to win it, but it's going to be really close. I mean, like within like a game and a half, two teams might be there.
Well, that's how it's been the last like 3 years, where it's been like split by one or two games. And
San Francisco is going to be really good. I think the people are underrating the Dodgers.
San Francisco still doesn't have any offense.
I would love to, I would love to say the Giants, but they have no bat whatsoever.
They got that pitcher stadium, though. Maybe they play a different type of ball.
It's a triples ballpark. They do. They have a bunch of extra base
hitters. I just don't see them winning. I mean, not next to, I mean,
Quimby,
the Dodgers and the Rockies.
That's just rude.
I would love to say the Diamondbacks, but I think that they're going to probably end up in third or fourth again.
Quimby, well, what happened with them?
Quimby is fanning the waves
just,
of her
just
armpit
two, we've got
stain.
Let's
keep the chat room entertained.
Let's just ignore her.
Well, you got a young nucleus, atrocious. Though. I mean, I really thought after, what is it, the 2008 season when they won the West and went to the...
2007.
2007, sorry. I get these years confused. The Phillies been winning way too many.
Well, that's all I've got to hang on to, so...
That's all right. We gave you Shell so we could help you bring home the 0-1 series.
Oh, yes. I appreciate that.
Yes.
By the way.
They give us Travis Lee. It's not looked really thug. It was a great pickup.
You're welcome.
God.
That was the beginning of the new run for the Phillies, though. That was a big trade. I mean,
sure was.
I mean, they got... that's okay. I don't need to hear.
Yeah. So Matt
and I are share our iPhone or whatever. The headphones we were using...
They totally blow,
disbanded.
By the way.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. I don't know what's going
on. We were sharing.
Do you know they played baseball in Twilight?
That's
awesome.
Not real baseball.
They had to
Did
wait
the baseball
for a thunderstorm to play baseball.
Twilight is not a Twilight is not a real movie.
No,
so let's move on.
Okay, AL East. It's going to be a dogfight. Obviously, I think that people are overestimating the Rays. I don't think they're going to have any say.
I
know
like
you
Tampa
do.
Bay.
I
the
know
Rays
you
are
do.
Very hot right
Tampa
now.
Bay.
So hot right now.
Adio and I are doing a season, and it'll be 2K10 or 210 the show, 2010 whatever. And
you haven't played a game.
I know yet. He's the Rays. I think that's it's a. I want to say that they'll compete, but I just
hot
have to
right
think,
now.
I have to think that it's the Yankees division to lose.
Of course, so the champs. I mean. They've got to be the favorites the entire way. They haven't really lost anybody other than Johnny Damon, but they replaced
Hideki
him with
Matsui. I guess you could say he was a factor. I mean, he was a factor in the
he
World
was World
Series
MVP. You know, that's no big deal, right?
Yeah,
he only killed Pedro Martinez.
Oh, he was horrendous. He
obviously
was just
not because they shipped him off to Los Angeles for a bag of utz, for God's sake.
For real. The Red Sox will probably do really well. I know a lot of people are picking the Red Sox with the Phillies in the series.
They got a trio of aces, though. That's huge.
It is true. It's true, and there's. You can't underestimate that come the postseason, but...
Yeah, come a short... If it's a short series, no.
I mean, no, seriously. The wild card winner in the AL is going to be devastated by the Red Sox pitch. But, you know what? I think that the thing that separates them from all the other teams is how will their offense be come October? It's entirely... I mean, they got that in October last year, and the Angels just simply played better baseball down the stretch.
Their offense is a crapshoot.
Well, half the guys that play for the Red Sox now, they need walkers to get down to first base.
True. Barotec's still on that team for somehow. Yeah. I mean,
the captain.
Keep holding on to that C, Jason.
Mike
really
Cameron.
Meaning a lot. Mike Cameron is still on that team, for God's sakes.
No good. Can't hear you.
And anytime I hear the words Jacoby Ellsbury, I want to gouge my eyes with a staple gun.
Come on.
Hate that dude.
Why?
He can run, but he can't get on base ever.
That
poor guy's got a lot of haters
I'm
out there.
Blind.
Dan Batting is saying average. I'm boring you. I'm sorry, Dan. I'm sorry I'm boring you.
Isn't there supposed to be trivia involved with this tonight?
There is. We're getting
Calm
to
down.
It. AL Central.
AL Central's crashing.
Who the hell knows? I mean, there's
because Joe Nathan went down, AL Central's a crash.
Seriously.
Detroit.
Detroit
City.
That could be. I could see that.
I don't disagree with that statement, although I'll say.
They picked up a lot of
pitching. Say who I think is going to win the AL Central.
You
it's
say
blow
Kansas,
your mind.
You say Kansas City, I'll slap you.
Kansas City.
Well, whatever.
Kansas
City.
There's
no way.
Yeah, no way.
Greinke's going to put that team on his shoulders and say, let's ride, guys.
Yeah,
well,
he tried that last year. So if he goes 25-0, they win 25 games.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know? Brutal.
Let's see someone else step up.
Fine. We'll say the Tigers are going to win that one. And then the AL West, I'm going to have to say, let me think about this. Seattle.
Ooh.
Yeah,
Seattle.
I'd have to go with
Seattle,
that.
Seattle almost by a mile.
What's up with Cliff Lee, though? Is he...
That's boring.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine come May. April will be a little shaky, but who cares about April? It's going to be in May. He's going to pick it up. He's going to win 18 games for them.
That's boring.
Felix is going to win 21. All right, are you done?
21, really?
I like
Felix Ingram with 21 games.
I don't even know if we'll ever get like more 20 game winners anymore. No one pitches enough. They don't go deep enough in the games.
Leroy Halladay.
I like.
I've not seen a 20 game winner as a Phillies fan since I started watching Phillies games in '92. True. So I will believe it when I see it.
Remember when everyone said 18 for Kevin Millwood?
that was the highlight of my life.
That wasn't likely.
The year he ended it by throwing his glove into the stands.
Yeah.
AL West, I like Texas.
Texas? Interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, that's
fine. I can see that.
Yeah. All right. We're going to go down the line here.
Angels, too.
Everyone's going to win. Everyone's going to give their pennant winners and World Series champions. Matt, you start.
Everybody. Even if you just say Padres Athletics, I don't care.
Okay, fine. Now, Spaceboy doesn't have to participate because he's too busy making fun of us.
Where's his microphone?
Oh, wait, he doesn't have a microphone. Ah, crap.
Right, well, everyone
with
a
microphone. We can borrow the one that I stole from him if he wants.
Spaceboy, do you know two major league teams?
I got thoughts on this.
All right, go for it.
No, play-by-play. So you get Jim Abbott up on the mound, right? Then they take the football, and he pitches it with his one arm. It takes the hockey stick and puts it in the net.
Okay.
And
you have a couple sports still to cover. Go ahead.
What?
And then they have to make it all the way to the second quarter.
Is there any hoops?
But the best year was 1942. Back when men were men.
And you had to climb up
women
the hill
in the kitchen
in the snow, barefoot, 3 miles. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Matt, save him. What AL team? NL team?
Rolly Fingers. God bless Rolly Fingers.
I don't even know where to go with
AL team. Pains me to say it, but I'm gonna say Yankees.
All right,
I think they're gonna repeat.
Okay,
NL. We go Rockies.
Really?
Nice. Yeah,
I could see that.
They're gonna get hot. I think they're gonna be that same team they were 2 years ago.
They
they're gonna go
on that ridiculous. They've just got 25.
They're just so well rounded.
They're the Marlins, except they actually succeed in the postseason.
Wow. Oh, that's not fair. Come on.
Wow. The Marlins won.
Actually, yeah, they won the World Series.
Every time they've gone to the postseason, they've won the World Series.
Yes.
Oh, right.
That's success.
Right.
1,000%.
97 and 2002.
Oh, I'm sorry, Quimby. Is it really painting you so badly that we're doing this?
We could talk about chopping.
Yay!
Later.
Aww,
we put
up
with Lady
Gaga. I thought
Gaga
we were
going to
talk about birth
control. Bad guest.
All right, Rockies, Yankees. Who's winning? One more time?
Yeah.
Yankees.
I don't care.
God, I hate them so much, though.
Yeah. Number 28, huh? All right. Cap.
Bunch of a-holes.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Red Sox and Phillies because I'm a Phillies
fan. Wow, what a
Wait,
leap
Red Sox and Phillies?
Really?
Is you're out on a limb?
Going out on a plank there, man.
Jeez.
Putting your set.
You know, I'm
going to make so much fun of
you. I like the dark horses. What can I say?
I'm going to make so much fun of you for taking long shots. I told you not to. Stop going.
And I'm going to take the Phillies in 7. I think last year Charlie Manuel made a mistake by starting Pedro Martinez twice in New York, and that was the problem.
See you, Ham. Thanks for listening. I agree. I think that's exactly why they lost. I think, you know, Brad Lidge had perhaps, it was defensive placement. It was actually way closer last year than people give it credit for. And I think that if it comes down to it this year and it is Red Sox Phils, I hope it doesn't go 7, because if it does go 7, I have a bad feeling that 7th game's in Fenway, and I just...
The NL will win the All-Star game this year.
Absolutely.
It's about time. Seven. And you know what's going to happen? Cole Hamels is going to come out and probably reassert himself as 1A to Cliff Halladay. I wish we had Cliff Lee.
Halladay.
Roy Halladay's, you know, 1 as the ace. Mm-hmm. So if that happens, and I'm really concerned about Lidge. I think he's kind of done.
I do, too. I think he's throwing out.
Don't say that. He's on my fantasy team.
He has a rubber arm that's losing air.
Unfortunately, it's being melted.
Everybody hush. Just bring it down.
Composite parts that have been ordered from Korea.
Bounce back year, Cole Hamels. That's what I'm thinking.
I want to believe, man. I want to believe so bad. Adio, go ahead. AL, NL, World Series champ.
AL.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You finished?
Don't really know how Richard Simmons has anything to do with this, but go ahead.
Rich.
He's sexy, though.
AL, I'm going to go with the Red Sox.
Okay.
Their pitching is just
He's on a limb, too. Good man.
Their pitching is just too
I'm not going to disagree with anyone saying the Sox. I hate to say it. They have such an unbelievable pitching staff. But
Can we call them the Red Sox, not to embarrass the White Sox all the time?
Yes.
I feel bad for them.
Come on, Ozzie Guillen.
The pale hose.
Why would you feel bad for the White Sox?
Well, because they're Sox, too.
Ozzie Guillen is the blind leading
they're
the blind.
They're White Sox. Not even special. It's just plain.
He's the blind leading the blind in the South Side. There's no way they're going to finish with
I'm
more
blind.
Than 80 wins.
I like his accent, though.
He is a great manager for for quotes. He is one of the most quotable managers ever. Go ahead.
I think with the Phillies' bullpen problems, I think the NL is a wee bit more wide open than people think.
That's what she said.
Okay, I don't see the... Okay, here's how wide open it's not. Really. I don't see the Padres winning the World Series, okay? So it's not that wide open, okay? But...
Boo!
Damn, for some reason, I keep seeing the Cardinals.
That's not a bad choice. I mean, Wainwright and Carpenter, and you got Ryan Franklin, who's somehow the bionic man.
Not going to work.
Bowles and Matt Holliday.
I just think their pitching staff is just getting aged.
I think Hart... I think you got to say Hart in that scenario. I think that's one of the situations where, I just don't see the heart that they have. They don't have a collective mind to win. I know that they wanted to. I know that they won it 2 years ago. I know that they have what it takes. But or 3 years ago. 3 years ago.
We'll just say 06.
Yeah, it was 06, wasn't it?
I just see something freak happening that puts the Cardinals in the series. I don't know why.
Well, is it freak because every other team they play with in that division is pretty sad?
I just see... Yeah.
It's true, though. it's a really terrible division.
I mean,
you got the Astros in that division. Ed Wade is still general managing them, for God's sakes.
I don't want to... Can we not bring him up?
Ed Wade still has a job. I don't get that at all.
I went to school with his daughter. She was a nice girl. She used to like Dinah Zubris on the Flyers. And I remember him. Anyone?
I love Dinah Zubris.
Yeah, Dinah Zubris is a devil now.
All right, I digress.
I'm going to say in the American League, it's just contingent upon so many things. I'm going to say Mariners.
Whoa.
In a kind of a shocking decision because you're right, they barely have any offense, but their pitching is so good. I think Felix and Lee are going to be devastating in the postseason. And they're going to... What are you, one of those teams that catches on fire down the stretch?
That back end, though, Eric Bedard, Ryan Rowland.
Look, I didn't want to be the third person on this panel to say the Red Sox. So I have to go on a limb and say the Mariners. NL, I can't in good conscience say anyone but the Phillies. But for some reason, there's a part of me that will indeed go out on a limb and say this might be the year that the Dodgers somehow do it.
Yeah, I can see that. If it wasn't for
Clayton Kershaw's 1 year better, I think Chad Billingsley's going to finally have that season where he is the man.
The full season?
Yes, no. Mysteriously.
What I'm going to enjoy about this year?
What?
Matt Stairs versus John Broxton.
Like 19 times, yes. Matt Stairs is a Padre, and he's going to get to play the Dodgers 19
That's
times this season.
Awesome.
Which is gonna,
yeah, he is his kryptonite.
That's an awesome pickup.
Incidentally, yeah, huge. These two are like 7-year-olds. They've been sitting here this entire segment trying
to
figure out ways.
You know what I've been doing, Bill?
No.
I'm not trying to throw you off. I'm trying to keep the people in the chat room entertained.
Oh, all right, that makes sense then. All right, I thought they were just trying to throw us off. But sorry.
I'm like a monkey for your pleasure.
That's fine. Go for it. We appreciate that. I'm going to say it's going to be Mariners and the Dodgers in the World Series. And I'm going to say it's going to be the Dodgers. And here's why. They're going to do it for Vin Scully, who will retire after this year.
What about Junior Griffey? Doesn't he get a ring?
Junior Griffey will not make it past June. He will have retired by then. Junior Griffey will not be a Mariner past year. Okay, in my realistic prediction, Yankees-Phillies. But I'm just saying, I want to see Mariners-Dodgers because I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I will go Dodgers with you on fake predictions.
No, there's no way.
All right, I'm going to go with Red Sox again. I really have to go on a limb every time with them.
I was thinking you were going to say Rays, but that's all right.
I was almost going to say that, but I wanted to say Red Sox again. It was funnier that way, I thought.
It was a lot funnier because I definitely thought you were going to say like the Indians or something crazy. Cy Young or MVP? It's a new MVP. MVP, I think of Pujols and
oh my God.
I don't know. I don't know about the AL because who cares? I don't know. AL MVP. God damn it. Mark Teixeira. Adio.
Our Pujols and.
Pujols!
What you do?
Our Pujols and Felix Hernandez.
MVP?
Yes.
MVP.
Yes.
What about Felix Arellano?
Whoa.
King Felix will win both the MVP and the Cy Young. Calling it.
I don't care. All right,
that's pretty cool.
I know it's a long shot, but hey, whatever. with Cliff Lee anchoring whenever he gets back from, you know, being a pansy.
You do not talk to Cliff Lee like that.
Damn.
Suck it up. Jesus.
It's boring.
He's just mad because he's with Seattle and not a winner. But anyway. Yeah,
wow.
I see Felix winning like 19.
I can't disagree with you. I can't disagree. I don't think he's going to win the Cy Young. I think
MVP.
I think it's Zach Greinke. I think Greinke's going to win the Cy Young though.
Greinke will probably take a step back. Nope. I'm making that up.
I don't know.
His back's going to hurt. He's on the Royals. He's carrying them every fifth day.
He seriously is.
What is it? 20% winning percentage.
It's just so pathetic. It's worse than Carlton was on that Phillies team that won like 100 or like they won like 60 games and Carlton won 25 of them.
I want to say 53 games or 57 games, whatever. 27 wins.
Yeah.
I memorized statistics.
Yeah.
I'm a loser.
Yeah. That's all right. MVPs.
I'm going to say ready. Everyone loves this. Jason Worth. I feel like he's coming. He's,
I don't, you know, and it's a contract year. It's possible.
I bet you he's batting fourth by the end of the year. Ryan Howard batting fifth, and Utley third.
Because they'll be able to break up. You don't think Howard's going to get traded for Pujols? Because I do. No, I'm
no.
just kidding.
Yeah, I just don't. I think because Howard strikes out too much, and Worth is, you know, he can do some stuff for
right
you.
On.
So
yeah,
I think he's a natural fit in the four hole.
Yeah,
you know, personally, and AL. This is
I know, right?
I never watch the ALs.
I know, really hard. It's like I don't even care.
I only watch like New York, Boston games. So
I really want to say Evan Longoria, but I just can't.
It's totally not going to be him. It's not going to be him.
Who's really good in the AL?
I said Teixeira.
I think Teixeira's probably.
All right, we could.
It's a good
could
guess.
Be. He could
he's
be.
He's a legitimate.
You know what?
Contender.
How about this? I'm going to appease all the Yankees fans out there. I'll say Derek Jeter finally like gets it.
I would love to see him. I don't,
yeah.
Derek Jeter is one player
really
in the
like
American
him.
League.
I don't think
he deserves it. Honestly, I don't. Because he can be an all-time great player without ever possibly being an MVP candidate.
Yeah, true.
Because he's really not that. I mean, he's great, but is he like an MVP-type player?
He's not overwhelming. Yeah. He's just really consistently good.
He's just a good baseball player.
Yeah.
He's very solid fundamentally. But Matt, NL and AL MVP?
NL, Hanley Ramirez.
Hanley Ramirez. That's a great pick. It's a great pick.
I think this is his year.
All right. And AL?
AL.
I know. It's hard. You've only had like 20 minutes to think about it.
I know.
Alex
but
Gordon.
It's just...
That's not a bad choice either.
Are you serious?
Just kidding. Yeah, I was. It's April Fool's Day. Go say Vernon Wells. Go ahead. I know.
Ooh, Vernon Wells. No.
All right. I'll let you think about that while I play this instead.
It's time for Bill's Trivia Challenge.
Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness. Right. Super Bowl, the World Series, they don't know what pressure is. In this building, it's either kill or be killed. You make no friends in the pit.
Oh, Jesus, that didn't go very well.
Don't blame Jesus.
All right, listen. Here we are. You don't have a lot of time because I think Quimby's falling asleep.
She killed herself.
Yeah, we have to cut the last segment now. It's 8:56.
No, we're good. We still got it. You guys have 3 minutes. I'll give you 3 minutes. I know Spaceboy and Quimby aren't going to participate.
Yeah, we're participating. We studied. So suck it.
If it's sports related, though, because we have so many sports people here. It's sports related.
Don't discount me in my own damn show, you bastard.
All right, fine. You get
you
to participate.
Son of a
well.
Motherless gut.
Do you have a final countdown? You don't? Oh, look at you. Look at him. Everyone, Spaceboy is so good. 3 minutes. There are 40 items here on this list. I don't need you to name me more than 15 of them. Oh, we'll say 20. We'll say 20 of them.
You said 15 first.
20. Because you'll get it. You've got three brilliant minds here who know sports. And then Quimby, me, and Spaceboy. You need to name 20 out of the 40. And I'm going to clarify here something first before I say go.
Clarification.
I don't need you to name the names of them. I just need you to name the teams who play in them if you want to. If you know the names of the stadium, that's fine. The 40 largest stadiums by capacity in all North American sports, nothing outside of North America. So the 40 largest stadiums by capacity.
When can we start?
Ready? Go.
Washington Redskins.
Rose Bowl.
Yankees.
Your mom's house.
That is funny.
The Rogers Center.
Eagles.
Veterans Stadium.
Bill's Vagina.
Doesn't exist anymore.
Neyland Stadium.
You said North America. Are we talking all time here?
Yankee Stadium.
No.
Qualcomm Stadium.
Currently existing and Jack college sports as well.
The Aztec Park.
Neyland Stadium.
Yes.
The new the big house.
Seattle Seahawks Stadium.
Beaver Stadium.
Let's see.
Did we say the big house? Michigan?
I said that, yeah.
San Diego State? Sports Arena.
I didn't say that.
Cricket Wireless.
Ohio State. Just name colleges.
The shoe. Yeah, the great
Purdue. Duke University. Florida State.
The Carrier Dome.
Florida University. Every school in Pennsylvania.
The Dolphins Field.
UCLA.
Landshark.
Landshark Stadium, yeah.
Banana Slug Stadium.
Giant Stadium.
Adia, what did you say?
Texas Stadium.
New Texas Stadium.
New Texas Stadium.
Wherever the hell the Vikings play.
Glendale, Arizona. The Arizona.
Oh, that's a good Phoenix one, yeah. That's right.
The Quidditch World Cup Stadium.
Oh, my God.
Dodger Stadium. Did we say that?
Chavez Ravine.
Angel Stadium.
Angel Stadium.
Well, it's got like 60,000,
50,000.
I'll say there are no baseball stadiums on this list.
Oh, no.
University of Texas.
Cotton Bowl.
LSU.
The New Shire Downs.
Georgia.
Superdome. The LA Coliseum. Paco Park.
Minute and a half left.
Cameron Indoor Stadium.
Really?
Dude, they hold 4,800 people. Dude.
Yeah, that's a basketball arena.
Georgetown, Notre Dame, Harvard, Stanford.
Ooh, Yale, the Yale Bowl, perhaps.
Lucas Oil
Palomar
Field.
College.
Lucas
Mesa.
Oil Field. Get that? Yeah.
Good call.
Minute left.
Southwest High School.
The Astrodome.
Quest Field.
The King Dome. Silver Dome. Ford Field.
Ford Field. The Hubert
Staples Center.
The Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome.
The Goodyear Stadium somewhere in America.
Where does Buffalo
Verizon Wireless.
Buffalo.
Kodak.
Ralph Wilson.
Ralph Wilson, thank you.
Not that big, though. It looks like a college stadium from the outside.
Space Boy Memorial Park.
Oh, fumble.
30
Ashley
seconds.
Memorial Stadium?
Hell, I'll say it. Citizens Bank Park, Lincoln Financial.
It said no baseball field. It said no baseball field.
Lincoln Financial, then.
WAMU.
Heinz Field.
Heinz Field.
The Tostito Bowl.
Bank America Field.
Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina.
You just say Bank Stadium.
10. 7.
Pepsi Stadium.
Arrowhead Stadium.
Paul Brown Stadium.
Three,
Cincinnati Bengals.
2.
Cleveland Browns.
Bengals. Time up.
Toy boat.
Okay.
Ow, now, Brown.
Yes.
2, 3, 4.
The human torch was denied a big load today.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. You got 17 of them.
Oh, don't go through and read all of them.
I'm not going to
drive in Jersey now.
Only 17.
The ones you missed. Tennessee, Georgia.
I said Tennessee.
No, you didn't.
I said Georgia, too.
Wait, Tennessee College or Tennessee?
The University of Tennessee.
Yeah, I said that. I said Neyland Stadium.
Okay, I'm sorry. Right.
I went there, bro.
Fine, that's 19 out of 20. Still missed. 20.
Mary Mesa High School.
Whatever.
Alabama. You didn't say Alabama.
I totally said that.
No, you didn't. Auburn.
All right, I didn't say that.
Auburn.
Texas A&M. Oklahoma. University of Oklahoma. Nebraska. Wisconsin.
Listen, these places don't matter.
South Carolina.
Sorry, by the way, I'm kidding.
Jacksonville Jaguar Stadium. Denver. University of Arkansas.
So you're pretty much saying I should just list it off every team in the
essentially,
SEC.
Essentially,
yes. Jesus.
Michigan State. Arizona State. Cleveland, Green Bay.
I said Cleveland right before the time. Cleveland.
Yeah, you
we
did.
We got 20.
You said Cincinnati.
Cleveland.
No, he said Cleveland. Cincinnati. I heard him. He totally said Cleveland. I'm sitting right next to him. I wouldn't lie.
You won. Yay.
I'm not a cheater.
You guys are cheaters.
No, we're not cheaters.
Oh, my gosh. The Chuck E. Cheese Memorial Park. What about the
hell?
What about the Natty Gann Memorial Stadium?
Sounds
sorry,
totally
I have
feasible.
To include the adventures of Natty Gann in every
just
show.
Just everybody be quiet. Just everybody let her go off. Just go ahead.
I mean, really? I mean, really?
Michael Jackson Children's Park.
Oh, that is a good one.
Too soon.
Welcome to the Neverland Ranch. For the Michael Jackson Invitational Children's Tournament. The cute ones stay. Oh, sorry. The poor ones
go.
It's like a fondle.
Wow.
Let's get ready to fondle.
Oh man!
Wow! And with that, we drove everyone out of our chat room.
Oh, man, I'm gonna miss you guys in 2 months.
Wow!
Except for the pedophiles.
Sweet Jesus!
They're all like, right. Go on.
All right. we
will there be photos of this?
We are going to come back.
What?
Gross. Go We're going to come back. We have pretty big news to get to. We will be right back just after this. Anyone feel like
huge news?
Yeah, kind of. It kind of...
got a penis.
No way, Jose.
That's
right. All right. Wow. All right. He's just leaving. I think it's time to play music. It's Dead Air on KCR. This is the Sundays.